Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Lake Show. Dave Schwartz in for Henry Lake tonight. Jonathan Lowe in with us as well. Well, this week there was some pretty big news. I guess it was last week, technically, at this point, where Lane Kiffin bolted from Ole Miss, not mid-season, but at least during the season, to go to LSU. One of the first times, I think, in recent memory, if at all, that we've seen this happen, at least in such a high-profile fashion. Joining us now from AL.com is Nick Kelly. Nick covers Alabama for the SEC. He is for the paper. He is also the 2024 NSMA Award winner for Alabama Sports Writer of the Year. He is also a Minnesota native, and I think I've known you since you were in high school. Is that right, Nick?
Yeah, I think we met when I was about 16 or so. It's crazy. It's been about a decade.
Congratulations on all your success. I couldn't be happier for you. And I was so excited for the opportunity to chat with you tonight about this. And I know that you're on the outside of this being in Alabama, but the SEC is the SEC. I've lived down there for a while, covered football down there in a while. It's everywhere. What does this mean? What kind of implications are there to this when a coach leaves before the bowl game, before the season's even over, when his team is in the hunt for a national championship?
Yeah, it really is nuts. And even for Lane Kiffin, who has had some wild exits, I mean, that to me, even by his standards, this is up there. Because, I mean, Alabama, he got essentially fired before the end of the season, before he left for the Florida Atlantic job, right before the national championship game, because Nick Saban didn't feel like he was essentially meeting the standard that needed to be met in that job as OC. So you have that exit. You have the USC exit. You have, well, he was fired at USC, but you have the Tennessee exit after one season. So this is who Lane is. I mean, he just leaves in a very chaotic fashion. So I don't know if you can say this is a starting of a trend. It is something fascinating with the current calendar to see if that's impacting coaching decisions like this. But I don't know that we're going to see a bunch of this considering Lane Kiffin's 1-1.
This is just a Lane Kiffin thing. And you mentioned this, that his track record is at least in terms of like loyalty is not great. This has been Lane Kiffin. So why does he keep getting more chances? Obviously he's successful for the most part where he goes, but not everywhere where he goes. So how does he continue to keep moving along like he has?
Yeah, I mean, I think he was the hot commodity in this cycle. I mean, he was at target number one for Florida and LSU. And I think that just made him a guy that, of course, when other people are pursuing a candidate or could compare it to like dating as well, if other people are pursuing someone in the school, like it makes him more attractive kind of thing. So there's some similarities that way. And yeah, I think that people know they're signing up for a wild experience. And even I think some LSU fans are knowing that maybe Lane will do this for them someday too. But I think you're willing to take that risk and take that messy exit for some really good football and just some good coaching from Lane. So yeah, I think there's some schools that aren't willing to essentially get on the Lane train and get that experience, but some schools are, and LSU is clearly down for that experience.
Nick Kelly from AL.com joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. By the way, I love the Lane train. I don't know if that's trademarked, but
that's
not
mine.
Good. That's good. In terms of the college calendar, it this time does make sense, and I know they landed some big recruits as soon as he starts to go there. Does that factor into this? Did LSU want him in there so that they could try to sign some of these names that they're looking for, getting close to National Signing Day, which I believe was just this week?
Yeah, I mean, the early signing day now that's in December, I mean, that essentially moves up the need to hire a coach. I mean, Penn State looks like they're just hiring Matt Campbell, according to several reports. But most coaches, they got into place before Wednesday because you needed to have someone to show that, hey, we have a coach, we have someone for you to sign with. So, yeah, it was part of that timing, and that's what makes it unfortunate, I think, for Lane, because he did want to still coach the team in the playoff, and no doubt about it. Just LSU or Ole Miss was essentially like, hey, we appreciate what you've done, but you can't stay here. You're going to a rival. So it was a tricky and sticky situation, frankly. But, yeah, I do think that because of the calendar right now, a lot of coaches are advocating, and you just hear people in the industry saying that they need to get to some kind of NFL-type calendar, because you can avoid things like this, or you can avoid guys trying to go in the portal. I mean, they pushed the portal window back, but I think that they would like to have a similar setup where you have free agency, you have the, at the end of the season, coaches are leaving or they might go somewhere else. So I think that it would be wise to maybe figure out a schedule like that, but I just don't know how feasible that is because of academics.
What makes LSU that much of a, I guess I'd say, more attractive job? I worked down there in Louisiana for 4 years, and I know what the culture is like. But Ole Miss it's not like Ole Miss is a second-tiered school. But what is it, for people that don't understand the SEC and just how the hierarchy shakes out, what is it that makes LSU a job that you would leave Ole Miss for, other than money?
Yeah, I mean, you have tons of resources because, yeah, it wasn't a money thing. I mean, I think Ole Miss was going to match what Lane was going to get anywhere else. But you are going to a place that has won national championships, has the resources. They don't have another big school in the state that they're competing with for recruits. So you have a ripe recruiting just realm or space to go get guys from, because Louisiana produces a lot of talented players. So you have access to that. You have some very affluent and just very excited boosters that can fund a lot of what you need. And, I mean, heck, the governor for Louisiana was involving himself in this, and he was saying things publicly. And so, I mean, it really is next level. So it really is one of those unique jobs in the sport that, yeah, if you get a chance to do it, you want to go do it if you can.
That's one of the things I love about the South at SEC football is to recruit in an LSU, Louisiana, Texas, not as much as it used to be, but Ole Miss, Alabama, where you are. I mean, you don't have to, and I always said this about Nick Saban, whether he was at LSU or Alabama, there's not a whole lot of convincing if Nick Saban at Alabama or whoever is the head coach at that time walks into your room and says, hey, do you want to come to Alabama? I mean, every kid in Alabama wants to play for Alabama, right?
Yeah, well, the people in the southeast part of Alabama would argue Auburn's there as well. But, yes, a lot of
that's a good point. I didn't think about Auburn. Good point.
A lot of there's kind of one pro team. There's kind of one college team in the state, and I'll leave it at that. But, it is nuts. And for myself, someone who grew up in Lakeville, like, you just don't fully appreciate the college football culture until you come down here and you live in it. And I'm now married to a Birmingham native, and just all they've helped indoctrinate me into that culture. And it really, you know, the tagline, the cheesy tagline is it just means more, but it really does. And all you have to do is look at a coaching search, or heck, when a coach gets a job in the SEC, a lot of times people are packing like the airport. They're like right over the other side of the fence at the tarmac to try to meet the new coach. Like it's nuts. But it's so fun, so much fun. if you love college football, and I truly love it, and you just can't help but shake your head sometimes at how passionate people are.
I only got to go to Tiger Stadium one time in Baton Rouge when Louisiana Tech was nice enough to donate a team to go down and get waxed by, I believe it was Nick Saban, actually, in LSU, and I think they were up 50 at halftime. But you haven't truly experienced it until you see one of those stadiums packed like that. I mean, is there a better atmosphere in any sport than tailgating in the SEC?
Oh, it's awesome. And LSU is one of the best. I mean, people there, all sorts of good food, Cajun food. And the other thing, too, I mean, they literally have a live tiger right across from the stadium in a habitat. And the last, when I was there last season for the LSU-Bama game, they brought some tiger onto the field. Now, he's in a cage, and the folks at PETA were not too happy about it. But they used to have one every single game. Like, they don't do that anymore. I think they just occasionally do it for special occasions. But, it's something else, that's for sure.
Well, Nick, tell everybody, because I hope maybe you have some family listening, because I know you started here. But for our listening audience that are not familiar with your trajectory and rise to stardom, so you went to Lakeville High School, right? North or south?
Lakeville North. I was a Lakeville North grad 2016. Okay. So
that's right. And then you did not decide to go to Syracuse, as much as I tried to tell you should. You went to Mizzou instead.
I thought about it for you, Dave, but unfortunately, I didn't get the Dave Schwartz scholarship from Syracuse, so that was the hang up for me. So
that they actually take your money if you get that anyway. So tell me about your career. Tell us about your career path, where you've been.
Yeah, so I was at the Tuscaloosa News, just got a job, came down here, and so I went to Missouri before that, and then came down here, and I did some stuff for the Star Tribune before that, but then came down here, and then I essentially worked for what's now the Birmingham News. Just AL.com is the name for it now, and I've absolutely loved it, and met my wife, and it's been great. And it is fun, because I was thinking back to when you asked me to come on. Literally the first ever radio hit I did when I was, I think, 17, was the radio rally, or I forget the name of it, with Steve Thompson for high school sports, where I'd go cover a game, and he'd have me on for like 2-3 minutes, and I was so nervous, and it was a great experience, a great way to break in. So really fun to full circle be on this air, and then also to be talking to you, considering I think I came to Care 11 to shadow you at one point. When I was in high school, and then you also, at the state fair, you had me and my family on the air, and I thought that was a blast, and you were great. So really really special to be on with you tonight.
Well, it's special for me, too. I wish you all the continued success, which I know you'll have, and I'm so great to have you on, and so nice to catch up. And I know that marrying an Alabama girl and being down there, you're not going to leave, so that's okay. But I wish you all the success, and I look forward to catching up again soon.
Thanks, Dave. More than anything, though, I don't have to shovel down in Alabama. And if I do, you don't have to leave the house. Like, people shut everything down. So that sold me more than anything.
Well, I've done it twice this week, so I don't blame you. Thanks, Nick. I appreciate it. Good to talk to you, and we'll catch up again soon, okay?
Thanks so much, Dave. Good talking to you, too.
Nick Kelly from AL.com weighing in on the Lane Kiffin situation. Certainly an interesting one. We'll take a break, come back. I believe we're going to do the bite of the night, I think. Right, Jonathan?
We haven't looked up any bites today, so no bite of the night tonight.
That's okay. We'll talk about something. I'm sure we'll have some texts. We'll get around it in a little bit. You're listening to CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
722 Lake Show rolling on. Henry Lake out tonight. Dave Schwartz in for Henry. Love catching up with Nick Kelly from AL.com. Minnesota kid. What did he say, Jonathan? He was on the high school sports wrap.
High school football radio rally that we used to do back in the day with Steve Thompson hosting. I ran that show for a few years. Kevin Reed, our former producer here, who's now the play-by-play caller for the Bemidji State football team up in Bemidji.
Go Beavers.
Yes. The best of seasons, but Kevin still joined us on the college football final show. We send out all the shout-outs to him. Great guy. But he ran it for a couple years before we kind of switched things around as far as our scheduling. But, yeah, we'd do Friday night, take out a block of time in the basically the 9 o'clock to midnight time frame, and we'd cover all the scores. We'd have reporters on from around the area. We'd have coaches on as well, and it was a high-octane ride to get through that show, just because of all the energy of all the scores and the scoreboards and the interviews and just the quick transfers from one to the other.
I'll tell you, and I know we're getting off topic, and that's okay. I loved covering high school football. I always did. And high school sports in general were always my favorite. Simply because the players just loved that you were out there. But it was the high octane, it was the energy. I remember when we would do the Prep Sports Extra with Randy Shaver, and shout out Randy Shaver. You went from game to game, or if you stayed at one game, and people don't quite understand, like, you were cutting highlights 10 seconds, you're maybe not 10 seconds, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes before air. But I don't know about you. I loved it. That rush, that adrenaline, which I couldn't do now at 46, and I could do at 26.
So
it was fun.
So the first venture that I had in media before I moved here, I was out west for 4 years, and I was in television for 3 of those years. And I was
sorry.
I got out of it afterwards, but my time smart there, I've met lifelong friends and the like, so I had a good experience at the place I worked at. And by trade, I'm a meteorologist, so I was the weekend meteorologist, and I would go in Friday nights and do We didn't have live shows on Saturday mornings or Sunday mornings. Mm-hmm. We did tape shows on Saturday mornings. So I did some taped stuff for the Saturday shows. And there were a couple of times where I was working Friday night filling in for the chief meteorologist. And as part of that, I would also help out with some of the sports stuff. So, you know, during the fall, high school football season or high school basketball season during the winter. And, yeah, those shows are, like you said, they're a high adrenaline, high octane rush for about 15 minutes of time. And trying to get all the highlights in that you can, you know, sometimes you're going out and you're shooting and you're trying to get to three or four different games. Now, I had other responsibilities, I would get out to a couple, but our cameramen would probably be trying to get out to three or four games to get stuff that we could cut up. And then, like you said, we're in the edit bays cutting that stuff up as close as we can to time before we have to do something else.
When I worked in Louisiana for 4 years, in high school football, we heard Nick talk about how football's huge down there. It's huge in Louisiana too. We would go out and we would, I was an anchor too. So you produce your show. We didn't have photographers or producers. You were all of it in Shreveport, Louisiana. You'd go out, you'd hit two games, you'd grab a couple of college, you'd come back, you'd eat something on the road, you know, and it was a rush. And I remember then, like, okay, you'd have your way of things, how you do things, you'd have your highlights, you'd edit them, you'd get everything, and then you'd go to set. When I got here to Minneapolis, I just remember watching Randy do highlights with such minimal information. People are bringing him shot sheets in the middle of the segment. Excuse me. As it goes, and thinking, holy cow, like, I can't do that, but I want to do that at some point. And I just remember how much fun that was, that adrenaline. And it's football, right? Like, it's college, it's high school football. It's what it means to the towns and the cities and, you know, the Beckers and the Chaskas and the Mankato, you know, those towns where when you show up, like, it's cool. It's great to be there. And you kind of get, I don't know, it's a rush just because you're appreciated being there. It's not the same as, you know, when you roll into the Vikings locker room, nothing against the Vikings, they're not excited to see you. You know, Adrian Peterson was never like, oh, right, the media's here. Yes, we didn't quite. He was polite, but we didn't quite get that reaction.
Like, okay, so, what are these knuckleheads going to ask me today?
What do these guys want now? Can you get out? Or they'd hide. They used to hide in the back locker room and play video games while they waited for us. I found that out from a former Viking who will remain nameless at this point. Hey, speaking of the NFL, should football in America be renamed? We'll talk about that next. You're listening to The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
A football league by any other name is still football? Maybe. President Trump today saying, and I will start this by saying this is not a politics show. That is Blois Olson on Sunday mornings. Nobody knows politics like he does. I am not into politics, but I am into football. Today, at the FIFA Cup World Draw, President Trump was talking about soccer and football in the United States. Soccer is called soccer here. Just about everywhere else it's called football because you kick the ball with your foot. We call it football because football is what we've called it, and it is more popular, at least in the United States, I believe, than at a professional level than soccer is. Quote, when you look at what has happened to football in the United States, which is soccer in the United States, we seem to never call it football because we have a little bit of a conflict with another thing that's called football, he said. You following? But when you think about it, shouldn't it really be called, well, this is football, there's no question about it, we have to come up with another name for the NFL? Doesn't really make sense when you think about it. We have to come up with another name for the NFL. Here we are. This is really interesting to me, believe it or not, because he's not wrong. I mean, football is soccer. Soccer is soccer, but we call football football. So would you call it, do you think, Jonathan, that football, that the NFL, Roger Goodell, is going to say we should call it something else? And furthermore, what would you call it?
I've got it.
You got it.
I've thought about this. I have
for the
stewed,
last 30 seconds.
Yes, I've stewed and mulled over this for the time that you have been talking, and I've got it. I know we can.
All right, I love it. What are you going
to
call it?
Welcome to Passy Catchy Throw.
Ken. Passy, the PCT, the Passy Catchy Throw.
PCT, yes. PCT. The National PCT.
It does have a nice flow to it, the PCT. What would you call the National Football League if we needed to change its name? 651-461-9226. Call us, text us. The more ridiculous, the better, because that's what this is. This is kind of fun ridiculousness. But I don't know what else you would call it. I mean. You could, honestly, the only other thing that came to my mind when I read this was we could call it, what the heck is a catch? Because that's the one question we've always wondered in the National Football League is, what the heck is a catch? Because you never know. The National Football League has had its name since 1922, when it was changed from the American Professional Football Association. It's always been called football. I don't think anything's going to come out of this, but it is fun to imagine for a moment that we might rename the NFL to PCT, the Passy Catchy. What did you call it? Passy Catchy what?
Passy Catchy Throw.
Passy Catchy Throw. But wouldn't the throw come first? So shouldn't it be the throwy Passy Catch?
I just wanted to have something that kind of bit at the end. You know, catch.
I mean, PCT is better than TCP.
Yeah. Yeah, throwy, yeah. Passy catch, nah, passy catchy throw. You got to throw.
I love it.
I mean, to be honest, could you call it the National Avoid Pass Interference League?
You could call, I mean, well, you know what you could call it? The National Don't Tackle Patrick Mahomes League. And I know that's going to hit with you. Is Mahomes your guy? Are you a Mahomes guy? You're from that. Are you a diehard Vikings, or are you kind of Chiefs, or are you a closet Chiefs? You don't admit it around here.
Sorry, I was preoccupied. Number one,
that's okay.
I was going to let that comment go because I'm a bigger man. How dare you?
It could also be the Don't Tackle Aaron Rodgers League.
How dare you bleep on our passy catchy throw king in Patrick Mahomes? That is wrong. That is awful. That is terrible. Number one, Chiefs ride or die. This is the funny thing about the whole thing with me living up here. My favorite color is purple. And so I've had a couple of people on more than one occasion, you know, I wear purple. I tell people my favorite color is purple. They're like, oh, so you're a Vikings fan. No, I'm not a Vikings fan. I'm like, oh, wait, we're converting you to a Viking. Your favorite color is purple. You know, you wear purple pretty well. No, I'm not converting. I'm not converting. Because the other thing with not converting is I can watch when Vikings-Packers week comes around and everybody loses their bloody minds. And I just sit back with the popcorn, you know, tapping my fingers together like Montgomery Burns saying, excellent.
Yeah, excellent. I just realized this because while you were talking, I was scrolling down. So this article comes from The Athletic. The last line in the article, and you'll appreciate this because we laughed about this earlier. The last line in the article is, what do you think the NFL should call itself if the league were to change its name? Guess, Jonathan, out of how many comments that are here, which is two more than I can count, actually have another name for the National Football League?
Let's say out of 100, I'd probably say 3.
0. It's totally, it is totally become a political argument. There you go. Out of all this, that's what we have. But this is not a political show. This is a sports show. And we will leave it at that.
We do have a caller on the line that thinks he has the answer to this.
Passy Catchy Throwy is the leader in the clubhouse. Joe and Faribault, what would you call the NFL?
That's not bad, but I'd call it the National Funny Ball League.
Funny Ball League.
Funny Ball.
That's not bad. Did you say money or funny?
Funny.
Funny.
It's shaped funny.
Because it's not really a ball.
No, it's shaped funny. Let's call it the National Funny Ball League.
The National Funny Ball League. All right, thank you, Joe. Well, that's great because you wouldn't have to rebrand at all. You still get to be the NFL. So maybe that's the most fiscally responsible decision.
I think Joe's on to something.
Yeah,
I think that's a good name.
It's close, but Passy Catchy Throwy is just there's marketability.
But what do you get in the NFL all the time? Funny bounces.
Funny bounces.
You get funny bounces that you don't get in international football or basketball or baseball.
Ball,
all that you get funny bounces.
I think it works. Soccer, you get funny bounces if it goes off a guy's head.
Well, that's
and
different.
Then he drops and holds his head as if he was losing his head to get a penalty. But that's another conversation. That's another conversation. Are you buying your tickets for the next mid-range Gopher Bowl game? Are you excited? We'll talk about it next. Your Minnesota Golden Gophers are being predicted. It's a couple of different bowl games. They are currently bowl eligible, of course. There's a possibility of a game in Arizona. There's a possibility of a game in Detroit. I feel like we have this question every single year. Are you excited for the Gophers to go to a bowl game? It tends to always be one of the same mid-range bowls. I contend that any time you can go to a bowl game, it's a good thing for your program. I don't know that I would be buying a ticket. But this year, more than ever, and maybe it's just because, Jonathan, that I've been on the Drake Lindsey bandwagon since he signed here. you know, knowing where he came from in Arkansas and knowing that, you know, the kid's just a player. What we saw this year, he's a player. I'm always excited to see more football. I'm excited because more football leads to practice time. It leads to more cohesion for this team and this program, which I think I'll be careful about saying it's on the rise, because I also think that there's a degree of accepting what they are. And truthfully, this is probably, at least in the time being, what you're going to get when it comes to Gopher football. That's not a bad thing. There's a lot of teams in college football that are completely done right now, that will not even go to a bowl game. And you know, there was a time here that we're like, oh, yeah, well, let's just get to a bowl game. And now we get to bowl games almost every year, and PJ's record is fairly good in those bowl games. And now we say, well, it's got to be more. So is it enough? Are you satisfied that they're making another bowl game? On a scale of 1 to 10, are you a 1? Are you a 10? I imagine a lot of people are probably a 5. For me, 7 or 8. I mean, I'm not like, hey, book my tickets now. But I think it's a good thing for the program. It's good for the game itself, for the program moving on. They're going to play a bowl game. Maybe it's going to be Iowa State. I don't know. We'll find out more this weekend. Jonathan, are you excited? I know you're a big I don't even remember the name of the bowl. In wasn't it like the Pinstripe Bowl or the Quick Lane? Quick Lane was the one that they went to more than once.
Quick Lane has been I think the Gophers' stop of choice over the last decade and a half. Detroit has seen a lot of Minnesota Gopher fans over the last, you know, 15 years. I think they've been to the Pinstripe Bowl. I think they've been to the Fenway Bowl. They've covered all of the northern tier bowls except,
Mayo Bowl.
Yes. Yeah. Except I think the only one they haven't covered that would be considered a northern bowl is the Potato Bowl, the Idaho Potato Bowl in Boise. I think that's pretty accurate.
But, I mean, it's a good thing for the program, right?
So, fans are fanatics for a reason. It's not, okay, we're going to a bowl. It's, can we have the expectation to get to a higher tier, to a higher level? And when you're talking about the bowl games that you continuously go to, it's in your loop. And when you get into a loop for so long, it's, okay, how can you break the loop? It's either we're going to get really, really bad, or we could go up to the next level and get decent, get better. And I think people are just kind of stuck in, well, we've done this before, we're doing it again, same old record, same old repeat. I might as well just take a nap. Because it's like the NASCAR oval, where everybody goes around and around and around and around in an oval.
Yeah. But at least you're driving. I mean, at least you're driving. There's a couple guys. Actually, this just came across. I just saw this. Three guys are going to enter the portal. Christian Driver, who's the son of former Green Bay Packers wide receiver Donald Driver. Defensive back Ethan Carrier and Harrison Brunn are announcing on social media, they're going to enter the portal when it opens on January 2nd. Let the portal season begin, and let the headlines begin, Jonathan.
Now on The Lake Show, let's look at some other things making news. Here's a little segment we simply like to call Headlines.
Yes, thank you very much, Dave. So let's go ahead and get into the headlines for the evening. Let's start with a rare discovery that is here in the state of Minnesota. It's hard to overstate, and by the way, this is from the Star Tribune. It's hard to overstate how rare and exciting a dinosaur mummy is. And yes, the fossil called Medusa could be a dinosaur mummy. The remains of an Edmontosaurus, about 66 million years old, that researchers believe contain a significant amount of skin and tendon tissue. It's so rare that only about a dozen fossils exist around the world, and it's here in Winona. It's a culmination of more than a year's worth of work cutting the fossil out of the Hell Creek Formation archaeological site in the Badlands of North Dakota and readying it for travel. A team led by Winona State graduate Adam Schroeder found it in Hell Creek in July of 2024. And Schroeder said he didn't think much of the fossil when a colleague started working on it, but he started to realize how significant Medusa was once he walked around the boulder and saw evidence of tendons on dorsal bones sticking out of the rock. It took months to get the fossil out and largely undisturbed out of the rock and down 85 feet from a cliff. At one point, Schroeder's team had to move it by hand about 100 feet using ancient Egyptian techniques, he said. First discovered in Canada, the Edmontosaurus is believed to be the largest herbivore in the Great Plains region of North America in the late Cretaceous period, just before dinosaurs went extinct 65 million years ago.
I had a math teacher in high school who we would call Medusa, but we never told her that. Well, this is fascinating.
Yeah.
I have to wonder, I mean, I'm not a great archaeological mind. I did take archaeology in college, you know, way, way back in the Stone Age. And like, archaeologists wait their whole life for something like this. And
absolutely.
People think, like, oh, it's Indiana Jones. It's not. They spend most of their time finding nothing. So this is huge. I have to wonder if, like, the climate helped preserve it. It's obviously more often than not cold in North Dakota. Very interesting.
Yes. Let's get to the second story. Also a local story. The Canadian Pacific Kansas City Holiday Train, or CPKC Holiday Train, has left the station and is on its way to Minnesota for its 27th year. The train, which spans Canada and the U.S. from now until December 21st, is scheduled to cross the border from La Crosse, Wisconsin, over to La Crescent, Minnesota on December 12th. From there, it'll spread cheer in Winona, Wabasha. I always get that mixed up. Wabasha, Red Wing, Hastings, Cottage Grove, St. Paul's Union Depot, Golden Valley, St. Louis Park, Minneapolis, Loretto, Buffalo, Annandale, Eden Valley, Glenwood, Alexandria, Detroit Lakes, Monoman, Plummer, Thief River Falls, and Elbow Lake before continuing west into North Dakota. So it makes a lot of stops here. According to CPKC, the Holiday Train's inaugural run in 1999 raised more than $26 million and collected over 5 million pounds of food for those in need throughout the United States and Canada. You can go to Carol Levin's website. That's where I found this story. And they have a link to see, to give you the times and dates on when that train will come through the state.
I have been to see the Holiday Train in multiple locations. When my kids were younger, my son loved trains. And so we saw the Holiday Train a couple times. It's spectacular. If you have kids who like trains, absolutely go see it. But you have to get to the stop early because you could be 3 or 4 or 5, 6 people deep.
Yeah.
When it rolls through. But it's really fun. It's super cool. And I guess I didn't remember, but I'm glad it raises some money and food for a worthy cause. So, yeah, Holiday Train is fantastic. It's something we used to do every year with our smaller kids.
All right, really quick, want to get to this headline because this just floored me today. Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau are globetrotting together and meeting important figures along the way. Perry and Trudeau posed with former Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida and his wife in a photo posted on social media on Thursday by the former Japanese leader. The prime minister referred to Perry as Trudeau's partner, quote-unquote, in a social media post about the meeting. Trudeau responded to the photo on social media, adding, "Katie and I were so glad to have the chance to sit down with you and Yoko. Thank you, Fumio, for your friendship and continued commitment to both the international rules-based order and a better future for everyone." Trudeau and Perry have not publicly commented on their relationship. Perry split from Orlando Bloom earlier this year, and Trudeau announced separation from his then-wife in 2023.
Yeah.
That is insane. Justin Trudeau and Katy Perry are potentially a couple. That's nuts.
Sometimes it's, what is the phrase? It's just so crazy it might work. I mean, the last thing I would imagine Justin Trudeau wants to do is come home and start talking political policy and that kind of stuff, and maybe...
And now he's the former prime minister of Canada, so he is free to live his life.
I would have thought maybe like Alanis Morissette would have made a better pair because she's Canadian, right?
But I think she's taken, though.
She is. Well, I suppose he's holding out. Interesting couple. It probably we are a celebrity gossip show now. This is where we're at. Take a break. Hour number three, Lake Show, coming at you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.